This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond. WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Chimeri.
It's the pre-homecoming weekend edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri. From 2015 to 19, I had two shows on homecoming weekend, one live on Friday afternoon, made up of music from current releases, and one pre-recorded for early Sunday morning, the 50 or 40-year musical journey. I'll be live Friday at 2 playing current releases, but tonight's show is a 60-year musical journey, working in five-year increments from 1962 to 2022. The 1962 entry is by the Jazz Crusaders, their take on Song of India by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri. Heard every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jeff Kroll is one reason the Homecoming Weekend programming block exists, or Old Timers Weekend initially. This is a 60-year musical journey ahead of Homecoming Weekend on Instrumental Invasion, and that was the 1967 entry, Love So Fine, by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, from Herb Alpert's Ninth. It's called Herb Alpert's Ninth because it was the ninth album Herb and his Tijuana Brass released. Love So Fine was written by A&M staff songwriter Roger Nichols and Brian Wilson collaborator Tony Asher. Herb was on lead trumpet, Tony spelled differently Kalish on backing trumpet, Bob Edmondson on trombone, Julius Wechter on vibes and marimba, John Pisano on guitar, Pat Senator on bass, Nick Ciroli on drums, and a string section conducted by somebody. Lou Pagani might have been on piano, but I couldn't tell. Herb Alpert's first was in 1962, and the song we heard from that year was from the Jazz Crusaders' sophomore offering, Looking Ahead. Song of India was the song, adapted from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's aria, Song of the Indian Guest, from his 1898 opera, Satko. The Jazz Crusaders version came 25 years after the Tommy Dorsey version, 1937. Joe Sample was on piano, Wayne Henderson on trombone, Wilton Felder on tenor sax, Jimmy Bond on acoustic bass, 62 was the year of the first James Bond film, Dr. No, and Styx Hooper rounded things out on drums. By 1972, the band had dropped Jazz from their name and Jimmy Bond from their ranks and were just the Crusaders. Off their Hollywood record, this is Styx Hooper's composition, Papa Hooper's Barrel House Groove. WCWP. It's Instrumental Invasion's 60-year musical journey ahead of Homecoming Weekend on Friday, and that was McCoy Tyner with 4x5 from Super Trios in 1977, a decade after he wrote it for and performed it on The Real McCoy. 4x5 was on the second half of Super Trios with Eddie Gomez on acoustic bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums. McCoy, of course, was on piano. Before McCoy, we were in 1972 with another Crusaders tune, but one without jazz in their name. Papa Hooper's Barrel House Groove from Hollywood. That was the name of the album, Hollywood. Naturally, the groove was by drummer Styx Hooper, with Joe Sample on piano again, Wayne Henderson on trombone again, and Wilton Felder on tenor sax again. Additionally, Chuck Rainey was on electric bass and Arthur Adams on electric guitar. We'll hear Spyro Gyra's 1982 Dream Sequence next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri.
So check it out.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The next leg of Instrumental Invasion's 60-year musical journey is 1982, and it's a Spyro Gyra dream sequence because the song title means sleep or dream in Spanish. Sueño. It's Instrumental Invasion's pre-Homecoming Weekend show on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The 1987 tune of our 60-year musical journey was a Looney Tune. Woman, You're Driving Me Mad by Joe Sample, sans the Crusaders, from his solo release, Rolls. Of the three songs featuring Joe Sample so far, this is the only one he wrote. His instruments were piano and keyboards that were programmed by Dr. George Shaw. Dean Parks played guitar, Abe Laboriel was on bass, Sonny Emery on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and the vocalists who sang the title repeatedly were Jim Gilstrap, Kathy Brown, Michael Tompkins, and Von Fragette. I hope they weren't driven mad by repetition during the recording session. Before that, in 1982, Spyro Gyra played a peaceful, sleepy lullaby. Sueño, Spanish for sleep or dream, from Incognito, derived from an Italian word. Sueño was led, dirigido, by Jeremy Wall as the composer and performer on Rhodes piano and his high school friend Jay Beckenstein on soprano sax. Playing behind them were Rob Mounsey on synthesizers, keyboards, and vocoder, Dave Samuels on vibes and marimba like Julius Wechter, Steve Love, so fine, on rhythm guitar, John Tropez on lead guitar, Marcus Miller on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, Crusher Bennett on congas, and Manolo Badrena on all other percussion. Dean Parks is back on the 1992 tune by Kenny G, a tune that won a Grammy for Best Instrumental Composition. Forever in Love on Instrumental Invasion.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bruce Leonard. That was the 1992 entry in tonight's 60-year musical journey, Forever in Love by Kenny G from Breathless. I told you about Forever in Love's Grammy win, but chart-wise, it peaked at number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart as a single in 1993. Breathless reached number one on Billboard's Contemporary Jazz chart and two on both the Hot 200 and R&B/hip-hop albums charts. And it was certified diamond with over 12 million copies sold. Forever in Love was written and primarily performed by Kenny G, whose instruments were soprano sax, of course, keyboards, and synth bass. Dean Parks, heard in 87 with Joe Sample, was on guitars again, and Paulinho da Costa handled percussion. Saxophonist Nelson Rangel starts the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri with a song from 97.
Are you a classic rock fan?
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shimeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
My buddy Nelson starts this segment of our 60-year musical journey in 1997 with Starting Now.
Hi, this is pianist Greg Karukas, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Stand by for Greg. That was a pair of songs from a quarter century ago, 1997. The second of the pair was Savannah by Joyce Cooling, a tribute to the oldest city in Georgia, on Playing It Cool. Music and lyrics were written and performed by Joyce and Jay Wagner. Besides vocals, Joyce played guitars with Jay on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Ray Oviedo, a guitarist himself, played additional keyboards and programming, and Peter Michael Escovedo was on percussion. The first of the 97 songs was Starting Now by Nelson Rangel on alto sax, from Turning Night into Day. Fellow saxophonist David Mann was the composer of Starting Now and, unlike Ray Oviedo, did play his signature instrument, the tenor variant, in the horn section. David's compatriots in the horn section were Barry Danielian on trumpet and Michael Davis on trombone. David Mann was otherwise on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming, like Jay Wagner. Philippe Sace had the keyboard solo, Rick Stevenson with keyboard programming, Mitch Stein on guitar, Lionel Cordu, currently of Spyro Gyra, on real drums and real percussion by Danny Sedownick. Taking us into hour two, Greg Kourakos with the first of two 2002 songs. I meant what I said.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari's 60-year musical journey ahead of Homecoming Weekend, where this theme show originated as the pre-record to supplement my live show from 2015 to 19. Hour one of this show that you're listening to right now ended with 2002 song number one, Greg Kourakos with I Meant What I Said from Heatwave. That title, of course, refers to the line in Horton Hatches the Egg by Dr. Seuss. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful, 100%. Mr. Kourakos wrote this, I meant what I said, and played piano and organ. Dino Soldo was on tenor sax, Michael O'Neill on guitar, Giovanni Collier on bass, a different John Lewis on drums, and Luis Conte on congas, specifically, like Crusher Bennett. Hour two begins with song number two from 2002, one with Luis Conte on more than one percussive instrument. It's guitarist Jeff Golub's cover of Cold Duck Time by Eddie Harris and Les McCann. I'll drink to that with a soft drink. It's Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, where this week's songs are in chronological order 5 years apart from 1962 to 2022. At this point, we're 15 years away from the present day, as Ken Navarro wrote and performed on the first of two songs from 2007. Did you hear that? Was the title from The Meeting Place. Ken was on acoustic and electric guitars, the latter a la Buzz Featon, who is a Long Island native like Jeremy Wall and Jay Bekenstein. Jay Rowe was on piano and keyboards, Rob Holmes on tenor sax, Gary Granger on bass, Blues Webb on drums, and percussion by Kevin Prince. Before that, the second 2002 tune, also by a guitarist, Jeff Golub's cover of Cold Duck Time from Do It Again. Eddie Harris wrote that ode to the sparkling wine, Cold Duck, for his live 1969 collaboration with Les McCann, Swiss Movement, recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. The original Cold Duck Time preceded their version of Compared to What, that reached number 35 on the Billboard R&B charts, before the slash hip-hop part was added. Jeff played electric guitar only on his cover of Cold Duck Time, with Gerald Albright channeling Eddie Harris on tenor sax, Mitchell Foreman channeled Les McCann on piano and keyboards, Ricky, not Rick, Peterson was on Hammond B3 organ, Dave Carpenter on acoustic bass like Jimmy Bond and Eddie Gomez, Steve Ferrone on drums, percussion by Luis Conte on More Than Congas, and programming by Rick, not Ricky, Braun. Keeping the lead tenor sax streak going, another Jeff Koshua, with the second 2007 ditty, Changes, not a cover of David Bowie.
Hi, this is saxophonist Jeff Koshua. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jeff Koshua completed the pair of 2007 songs. Changes was the song from his Play album, written by Jeff and Dave Kohansky. Jeff played tenor sax, that's four songs in a row with lead tenor, while Dave played Rhodes piano and organ. Tim Stewart was on electric guitar, Alex Al on bass, Teddy Campbell on drums, Lenny Castro back again on percussion, and the same horn section as Starting Now by Nelson Rangel. David Mann on tenor sax, Barry Danielian on trumpet, and Michael Davis on trombone. Next on Instrumental Invasion's 60-year musical journey, three songs from 2012.
WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
The first of three songs from 2012 is by bassist Brian Bromberg. Brian's answer to the Eddie Harris and Les McCann version of Compared to What that Gene McDaniels wrote is Compared to That, which I did hear, Compared to That.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shamari.
Thanks, Ted David. Fun fact, the music bed for that liner is a later track on Ken Navarro's The Meeting Place. That was Brian Bromberg with his composition Compared to That, inspired by Compared to What, the title track to Brian's 2012 release, the first of three songs tonight and in this segment from that year. Brian's basses of choice were upright acoustic and hollow body piccolo, the latter of which sounds like an electric guitar. It was Jeff Lorber's turn to channel Les McCann on piano and Gary Meek to channel Eddie Harris on tenor sax. Vinny Colaiuta was on drums, Alex Acuna with percussion, and the horn section of Willie Murillo and Tony Guerrero on trumpets, Jason Thor on trombone, Vince, not Vinny, Trombetta on tenor sax, and Mark Vischer on alto and baritone saxophones. Nathan Tonaway arranged all those horns. Our lead tenor sax streak ends at six as Darren Ron plays 2012 song number two, Wave of the Future. It's Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and that was David Benoit with the third of three 2012 songs in this week's 60-year musical journey. Q's Motif, a tribute to Quincy Jones, Q to his friends, from David's Conversation album. For his composition, David was on piano and keyboards. David Hughes played bass, Jamie Tate was on drums, and percussion was by Brad Dutz. The title of the second 2012 song brings to mind a recurring line in a Saturday Night Live sketch called One More Mission, Acting Career, starring and written by John Lovitz and Phil Hartman. Science fiction, the wave of the future. The line is recited at the beginning by producer Harry Meyer, John.
Science fiction, wave of the future.
And at the end by former war picture star Johnny O'Connor, Phil.
Science fiction, Harry. The wave of the future.
Wave of the Future was the title of 2012 song number two by Darren Ron from Speechless, as opposed to Breathless. The non-playing Dave Koz composed Wave of the Future with Darren. Darren played tenor sax, Rhodes piano, keyboards, synth bass, drum programming, and horn section saxes and arrangement. His brother Jason filled out the horn section on trumpet with Frank Selman on electric guitars and Mel Brown with bass slaps and pops to supplement the synth bass. Three 2017 songs, including another with David Benoit, make up 75% of the last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari's 60-year musical journey. Next.
Hi, I'm Woody Collins. Give me 2 hours on a Tuesday night. Any Tuesday night.
4-3-1-2-3.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Love So Fine is the last track on side A of Herb Alpert's Ninth, and the first track on side B is a rapid cover of The Love Nest. B.G. Adair's cover, 50 years later, was at its intended speed. Here it is, the first of three 2017 tunes, The Love Nest.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, and we're in the home stretch of our 60-year musical journey with Homecoming Weekend on the horizon. That was a triple shot of songs, all from 2017. The third was So Danço Samba, music by Antonio Carlos Jobim, Portuguese lyrics by Vinicius de Moraes, subsequent English lyrics by Norman Gimbel, covered by David Benoit and Marc Antoine on So Nice. So Danço Samba, written in 1962, where our musical journey began, means I only dance samba, or samba. David Benoit was only on piano, Marc Antoine only on acoustic guitars, Ken Wilde on acoustic bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and Luis Conte back a third time on percussion. The second 2017 song brought back Jeff Lorber, the Jeff Lorber fusion with Test Drive from Prototype. Jeff wrote Test Drive and played keyboards, synth bass, and electric guitar with Jairus Mosey and Michael Thompson, the other two guitarists. Jimmy Haslip was on real electric bass, Andy Snitzer on tenor sax, the MVP of this 60-year journey, Gary Novak on drums, and David Mann heard with Nelson Rangel and Jeff Koshua with the horn arrangement and performance. This time he was all of them. And the first 2017 song was B.G. Adair's take on a then 97-year-old composition by Lewis Hirsch, music, and Otto Harbach, lyrics, for the 1920 musical comedy Mary. It was The Love Nest from By Request, most requested songs and personal favorites of B.G. B.G. was only on piano, Roger Spencer on acoustic bass, and the unrelated Chris Brown on drums. Well, we've reached the finish line. The last song of the journey is from an album released August 5th, 2022. Hustle is the song by Jazz Funk Soul, the ensemble of Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr. From Forecast, their fourth album, like Herb Alpert's ninth, but it's spelled like it should. F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T. Jeff and Paul wrote Hustle, with Jeff specifically on piano, Rhodes, B3 organ, and clavinet, and Paul on lead and rhythm electric guitars. Everett is on tenor sax, what else? Mono Neon on electric bass, Gary Novak again on drums, and David Mann again with the horn arrangement and performance. All of them, again. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Hustle by Jazz Funk Soul hustles us closer to Homecoming Weekend, where you can catch me live at 2 p.m. Friday. Till then, so long.